I've got to take my hat off to our current superintendent. This is a man who walked into, I don't know that there could have been a worse situation. I mean, he walked into a situation on day one, had to replace the entire academic side of the shop. I mean, from the CIN curriculum instruction superintendent, the all five area superintendents, the general counsel, the HR head, immediately having to face the prospect of replacing 54 principals and over 200 educators. That's what he walked into. And to say, you know, after walking into that mess, also having to deal with an ongoing SACS accreditation issue, having to deal with divisive issues like redistricting, to say that we've come out of that and we were able to overhaul our HR system. We are able to build a new IT system. We're able to put some things in place that have ultimately led to an incredible jump in our graduation rate. You know, not only that, you know, for the first time in a long time, we're actually outpacing the state of Georgia in terms of math and reading. Additionally, our ACT scores are up across the board. Our ELCT scores are up across the board. The stuff that is supposed to be moving up is moving up. Our conversely, our dropout rate is moving down. We've dropped 3 points since 3 percentage points since he's taken over. Those are the numbers, and they're undeniable. And so I think he's done an incredible job. Now, he's not perfect. He's made, you know, some I would have gone in some different directions or handled some different decisions perhaps a little bit differently. But no one is. And so I am grateful of the job that he's done. I think, you know, the citizens of Atlanta, regardless of, you know, some of the, you know, what folks may perceive to be mistakes, I think we owe him a debt of gratitude as he leaves because he really helped us out of a dark situation.